神会之位。
What if I told you that Village Banking has been given a digital facelift? FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money. Make large deposits and withdrawals, plus get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs or your branch. Also, with FNB's Group Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 360 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Kaperimposhi farmers bemoan delayed payments from FRA. In African news, over 200 Kenyans are fighting for Russia in Ukraine. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some farmers in Kaperimposhi district that supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, fear they may not take part in this year's farming season owing to delayed payment from the agency. The aggrieved farmers of Ndeke Camp, in particular Chief Ankole's Chiefdom area, have cried out to government to speed up the process to pay them their money. They lamented to Kumbon Radio News in an interview that they are being inconvenienced as they are frequenting the main FRA depot when they are supposed to be in the field. Mr. Dilax Chalambwa, who spoke on behalf of other several affected farmers, has also reminded the authorities to work on key feeder routes to help the farming community easily access market points.
These roads we see are improving to transport farmers produce. They are bad in the very bad state. So we are asking the government to take this road so that the farmer could speed up to take his produce there to the market. Because right now the rain is on and the roads are bad, you know, they are bad with a lot of potholes. So please, we are asking the government, to raise the roads so that the farmer could do at least move his produce smoothly.
The much-needed ablution block at Kawama West Community School in Mufurila has been abruptly abandoned by the contractor, exacerbating the sanitation crisis that led to the school's closure months ago. Head teacher Laston Muzale says that this situation is critical and requires immediate attention, emphasizing that the project timeline cannot be compared to regular projects. Mr. Muzale says that this is an emergency that demands a rapid mobilization of resources to resolve the issue. He says that with no visible progress, including the absence of a foundation slab, the urgency for proper sanitation facilities is evident.
It's very different from where you plan for the project. To say, come this period of time of the year, this is what we are going to do. But when something is said to be an emergency, it requires resources mobilized very quickly, very urgent, so that you end up the problem at hand. Now, this project, according to us as a school, we thought maybe it will run just for 3 months and it's completed. But now, we are almost 2 months from the time it started, yet it is at that stage, the slab level. We haven't even put the slab. So, to us, it's like the project is not moving at a pace which it's supposed to move.
Authorities in Mufurila had closed Kawama West Primary Community School a few months ago due to lack of proper sanitation facilities. House of Chiefs Chairperson Chief Chongo has called on parents and guardians across the country to ensure that the children attend school in line with the Children's Code Act No. 12 of 2020. Chief Chongo reminded communities that the government's free education policy under President Hage Ndehijilema has removed financial barriers to education. He further noted that school feeding programs have been scaled up to all 116 districts to support pupils' attendance. Chief Chongo appealed to parents not to keep children at home during the farming season for activities such as tilling land, herding animals, or collecting wild fruits and caterpillars, emphasizing that school-going children must be freed from such chores to focus on their education. The traditional leader also raised concern over the growing number of young girls seen as selling merchandise along highways during school hours, warning that this exposes them to road accidents, gender-based violence, and other dangers.
Let us organize education and give our children the gift of Christ. I call upon all stakeholders, including community leaders, educators, and government officials, to join the House of Chiefs in this debate. Together we can make a difference and ensure that every child in our community receives the education that they need. With that concludes, I call upon the ministry responsible for education to ensure that they use all the laws put in place by our government to ensure that all children attend school.
The Keto Land Alliance has warned that while the nation celebrates the prospect of reaching 3 million metric tons of copper, the sector must be managed sustainably to avoid long-term environmental damage. Speaking in an interview, Land Alliance Coordinator Felix Jiboya said the Minister of Mines must work with other land ministries and the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, in order to protect the environment. He says that copper is a finite asset, and as the country works towards that target, it must also protect the environment. Mr. Chipoya emphasized that sustainability is paramount, warning that if the country failed to manage its resources responsibly, the 3 million ton figure could become a liability rather than a blessing. He added that once the copper is exhausted, Zambia must still have a clean, livable environment for future generations. The alliance has also urged the government to strengthen mining laws and ensure that all institutions are strictly follow established procedures.
What is important here is sustainability. If we are not sustainable, the 3 million tons, if at all it affects our environment, you know the copper is going to finish, but then we have to live to remain with our clean environment so that others who are coming in later years will be able to use the same land. The minerals all over. So now we need to tread carefully in terms of how we conduct our mining activities. Or else, Zambia, we are not going to leave Zambia for the future generation.